Welcome back, everybody. It's your host, Connor Ladd, joined by Lord Montague and Lady Capulet.
Thank you for having us, Connor.
So from my understanding, the two of your families are in conflict.
That is correct.
Why is that?
We don't know how it started, but for a while now, our families have been sworn enemies that hate each other. Recently, there was a street fight. Tybalt, a Capulet, was angry that our Romeo snuck into the Capulet party, but Romeo did no harm to anyone.
Tybalt was defending us because of the history between our families, meaning he was justified in his anger.
Even so, Romeo didn't harm anyone, while your Tybalt led to multiple deaths.
But now my Tybalt's dead.
But Romeo was acting in self-defense, killing Tybalt since he killed Mercutio.
What happened after that?
Romeo fled the scene and was banished from Verona. If he returned, he would be killed.
And because of this, my wife died of grief.
I heard from a person that works at the Capulet mansion that Romeo hid in Verona and snuck into Juliet's room through a ladder later that night.
Romeo is lucky that he's dead.
Did you know before Friar told you that that Romeo and Juliet were married?
I had no idea. I was shocked when I was told.
Me too. It was out of the blue because I thought Romeo was in love with Rosaline.
So now that we know both sides of the stories, whose fault do you think it is?
I believe it was the Capulets. They were the ones who started the conflict on the streets and led to the death of Tybalt and Mercutio.
It was not. It was the Montagues. Romeo knew that he wasn't invited to the party, but he still showed up anyway. Also, Romeo was told that Juliet was a Capulet, but he still decided to sneak up to her balcony that night without us knowing.
But Juliet was also in love with him. She knew he was a Montague.
Romeo also killed Juliet's fiancé when he was visiting the tomb.
But this was also another act of self-defense. Paris attacked him.
This is all interesting, but what do you think of Friar Lawrence's and his role in this issue? He confessed to his involvement that night that Romeo and Juliet were killed. He was trying to leave the scene, but were caught by the watchman.
While I see that he was trying to unite our two families, he overstepped. He had no right to marry my daughter to that horrible Romeo. Also, he tried to convince everyone that Juliet had died so that she wouldn't be married to Paris.
I also agree that he was wrong in this case. He married my son without my consent. He also made it look like Juliet was dead and my son was heartbroken. Not only was my son banished, he was also heartbroken and that the love of his life was gone, so he killed himself.
When my daughter woke up, she saw Friar Lawrence, but he didn't convince her to leave with him. She killed herself because of Romeo being dead.
Do you think that Friar Lawrence is to blame for the death of your children, or do you think there are other people to blame for it as well?
Friar Lawrence is responsible for the death of Romeo and Juliet. While he was meaning well, he did two things that he didn't have the right to do. I also think that is our children's fault as well. They fell in love and moved too fast due to Friar Lawrence helping them.
The Montagues are right.
What will happen between your families now? What will you do to prevent this from happening again?
We will work towards peace between our families. This accident woke us up and made us realize that what hate can do to one another. We will do everything in our power to make sure this never happens again.
And on that note, that's all we have for today. Thank you, Lord Montague and Lady Capulet, for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
It was a pleasure.